Radio.
Hello and welcome to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast to bring you beginner and advanced knowledge of cryptocurrency and blockchain, analyses of cryptocurrency markets, and discussions on growing a business within the crypto space. Stay tuned and stay CryptoCurrent.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of CryptoCurrent. Your host here, Richard Carthon. And today we got a very special guest all the way from Calgary, working on a really, really cool project called Alto.io. We have Mr. Chase. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Richard. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing well. I finally got the chance to catch up on playing some video games lately. And so like once I saw that we were able to line up this particular interview, I was really excited to be able to dive into this and learn a little bit more about how you're bringing gaming into blockchain. I'm pretty excited to learn a little bit more about you and your project. So
that's good to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you don't mind, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself? Give us some background.
Sure. So my name is Chase Frio. I'm the CEO and a co-founder of Alto.io. It's a blockchain and gaming project that's based off actually in Singapore, but with the rest of the development team happening in Asia. So as for my background, I came from a finance background when I was living in Singapore. So I was working a bit in retail banking and in companies like Merrill Lynch and HSBC before moving into China. Where I sort of stumbled upon mobile gaming circa 2010. And that's when I got immersed into the mobile gaming industry and the PC gaming industry. So I was a CMO for a company called R2 Games, which is a game publisher that's based off in Shenzhen in China for the last couple of years. And we were publishing Asian massively multiplayer online games on browser and in PC, as well as publishing mobile games, usually mid-core to hardcore mobile games on both Google Play and the App Store. So that's like the bulk of my experience in gaming. And a year ago, 2018, I met my co-founder, Gabby. Actually, I've met him like a couple of years ago because I was a publisher, he was a game developer, and we're like in talks with each other in publishing one of his games, which we never did. But we became really good friends and we're like, hey, Chase, you're in publishing, I'm in development, and I've been reading stuff about blockchain and all that stuff. And I was the same thing. And I was like, yeah, I am too. And that's where the idea came in that maybe we should start something together. And that's how Alto came about.
Gotcha. So
that's how it all started.
Awesome. So let me ask you a couple things on that. So first, back just a little bit. So awesome that you have a background in finance. I do as well. I actually spent a little time at Merrill Lynch as well. And it's always interesting to hear people's transition out of finance into like more creative types of outlets with you with gaming. And I personally like went into app development and AI and crypto and now health tech. So it's cool to see how you can branch into other things. But you were saying as you kind of went throughout your game development career, you suddenly talked with Gabby and you're like, wow, I have this concept of bringing gaming to blockchain. Let's go do this. But before you even decided to get there, which we'll get into with the company, how did you first learn about cryptocurrency and blockchain in the first place? What was your first introduction into the space?
My very first introduction into the space was early on in my career in banking. But that very interest actually happened like early 2014 when a couple of my friends or ex-colleagues in Merrill Lynch or in HSBC were like telling me about Bitcoin and all the things that comes along with cryptocurrency. At the time, I was kind of dismissive about it. It was only in late 2016 that I actually started taking it seriously in a way with Ethereum in tow as well. And that's where I'm like, okay, there is future in here that a lot of people doesn't see just yet. There's a lot of doubt that comes along with it. And so during that period of time, I was basically doing a lot of research, a lot of readings about how cryptocurrency works and how blockchain works alongside with it. And so when I had a chance to talk to Gabby about it, and how he's thinking of like, how can we infuse both the blockchain and crypto into gaming? That's when I'm like, okay, now we're talking, because then this is just a sort of like a, you know, two of the things that I do kind of are very interested in coming together.
Absolutely.
So that's basically like how it all began for me.
Yeah, perfect synergy. And so as the synergy happens and you decide with coming up with the company Alto.io. So tell us a little bit about what is it and how did y'all come up with the name and the concept and what are y'all doing right now?
So essentially, Alto.io was a spin-off from one of Gabby's company that he co-founded, which is called Altitude Games. So when I met Gabby, I was a game publisher. He was a game developer. He has a company called Altitude Games, which basically develops mobile games, mostly on the casual to the to a mid-casual game on Google Play and iOS. And when we met, he was like, hey, why don't we go ahead and start something that has to do with games as well? Not Altitude, but something that has to do with the blockchain. And we're like, okay, let's think of a name, right? And there were a lot of names that we thought about, and we're like, Alto, Altitude, because what's going to happen at some point is that the development arm of the games and content will happen in Altitude. Why don't we just go ahead and name it Alto.io? So it's just basically like the usual exercise of doing a word cloud of like what kind of name sticks. And that's kind of like what we thought about.
Gotcha.
So that's how Alto came about in general.
Gotcha. Okay. So now you've come together and you collaborate and you're starting to bring gaming to the blockchain. Yeah. But tell me a little bit more about like, why do you think the Alto.io technology is needed today and is going to be needed in the future and is the future of gaming?
I think a big part of like my observation with what's happening this year and last year was that there was a lot of emphasis on platforms prior to content. What I'm saying with that is last year, there were a few games that came out and there were a couple of platforms that came out with it, all wanting to become an ecosystem as a whole, right? And so if you come to look at blockchain and gaming projects, it's kind of like divided into two. One side of the blockchain and gaming projects are actually games that people can play. The other side would be platforms or tools that people can use to develop their games onto the blockchain or to put some elements of their games onto the blockchain. And that's where we come in. And based on my observation, right now, a lot of people that are involved in the blockchain and gaming project are usually making content first and doing things on their own, which is fairly understandable. But I think the importance of coming up with a set of tools or platforms that enables game developers transcends to more than just whoever is in the current industry at the moment, which is blockchain and gaming.
Gotcha.
I think that for a lot of us who is building tools and platforms, it's all about trying to be more inclusive to people that are outside of our space, so that we can bring people over from traditional gaming onto the blockchain space. And I think that's where the value comes in, because it may not be something that traditional game developers are interested of right now. And trust me, I know because I came from that space. But this is something that would eventually help them once, you know, that level of adoption is slowly picking up, once that level of adoption is already there. And so as early as now, if you can work on it, if you can create something so that eventually these new people who's adopting into blockchain and gaming could come in, would have some sort of like guidance and tools that they can use so that they can easily transition over.
Absolutely. And we're in a very foundational point right now. And I really agree with the sentiment of creating platforms that are content focused first, even though like, yes, there's that gaming element, but I mean, you just look at Fortnite and what they've been able to create on their platform and, yeah, and all of the content that's really coming from watching people be able to play, and then also have the foundational, like how blockchain could then apply to it and sure, just be able to see how the transactions and be able to follow the data and everything else. Like I definitely see where the use case of this is very powerful. So Kudos to y'all for like trying to get into it early and trying to be a visionary in the space. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, we definitely try. And the good thing about the space, at the very least, blockchain and gaming, is that there's a lot of projects that are out there as well that are doing the same thing. And you know for a fact that the challenge into bringing adoption into blockchain and gaming in general is not just a one company job or a one person job. It's a collective. And the fact that, you know, there is a collective within the blockchain and gaming space that are trying to make a difference in bringing over more people to play, more people to build, and to adopt into this new paradigm of how people play games and how people build games. I think that's a really, really good thing. I think that the blockchain and gaming community is such an awesome force to be reckoned with. And hopefully I'm looking into maybe a year or two from now, we have more projects coming in, whether that's on the content side or the platform side, that just basically enables people to feel more welcome into the space.
Absolutely. And I'm confident that you will. I mean, if you look at just the industry itself, it's one of the fastest growing industries in the world. And it's money's being poured into it. The eyes are there. I mean, they're even making sports leagues out of it, esports leagues in the United States and all across the world. It's the eyes will be there. It's just a matter of eventually the adoption will come if the platforms and what's there is sticky. And so I'm very excited to see what Alto.io is able to do and how y'all able to be movers and shakers in this space.
Definitely. And even up until now, one of the things that I realized over the last couple of months is that things move really fast in the industry. In terms of like what was the standard last year was not necessarily what it is this year now. And so you got to really move fast, in terms of like what the concept is, what you're trying to do, what are the problems you're trying to address. So even for us at Alto, I don't think, I've announced this yet to everybody, but you know, like we're in a conversation right now about Alto, but Alto is actually, looking into other product suites that we can develop and deliver. And one of that is somewhat something that we're trying to prioritize moving forward, which is basically competitive gaming. What I'm trying to say is that you see a lot of mobile games out there that are single player. Most of them are casual or very hyper casual, where it's a simple game of skill and you just basically beat your score or beat the time and so on and so forth. So what we're trying to do as well is that how are we able to make this interactive in a way where it becomes a PvP, a player versus player, where you can challenge your friends, or a multiplayer online tournament where you can go into a tournament, a group of people are in there, there's a prize pool, and it's just basically who wins the leaderboards. And so this is probably one of the very first things we're going to try to put out there. Over the next couple of weeks, I will be in San Francisco Blockchain Month. Blockchain Week. There you go.
Gotcha.
And I will be talking more about these sort of like branching out project that we have at Alto, and we're naming it Outplay, and more details will come out in the next few weeks.
Awesome. Well, again, thanks for sharing that info with us. And thanks. That sounds super exciting. And I'm sure a lot of people are going to be on the lookout for it. So I appreciate you, letting our listeners know about that and for dropping that on here. So, so I guess another question I'd have to ask, I mean, you've been in the gaming and crypto and blockchain space for a long time, but you know, what are some various cryptocurrency and blockchain projects that have you excited and is on your horizon, is on your, you know, you're looking out for?
Just what I'm looking out for, there's actually plenty of them. Like a lot of them are really great friends, great builders, people who are also trying to tackle the ecosystem in the different aspects of what they're doing. I'm excited about games in general. That's in my DNA. I'm a game publisher. So one of the games that I'm excited about, they're doing amazing work right now. Neon District is doing amazing work in terms of like the game that they're working on. You know, they've done a couple of releases over the last couple of weeks, and so like I'm just basically excited for them. The Sandbox as well. One of good friends, Sebastian, and Arthur are leading the charge for this user-generated content on the blockchain with voxels. It's just, you know, very artist-driven. They're working on creating or allowing these artists to create non-fungible sort of like characters that are in a voxel type of way.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with Crystal Voxels because it's kind of like Decentraland, not exactly the same, but yeah, being able to bring your art to the virtual reality and like be able to explore the world, which is super cool.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. I'm trying to sort of like get into it as well. I'm not a really great artist, so I don't think I'll be able to do quite as well as the other artists that are doing something there.
Gotcha.
But just the experience itself is really amazing. And what else? Axie Infinity is actually doing like a really good thing as well. I'm not sure if you've encountered Axie Infinity just yet, but they are probably one of the fastest teams I've ever met in terms of, you know, product and creating a game. And I think eventually they're coming out with a mobile game as well over the next couple of weeks, I believe. Or months, don't call me on it. But I've seen what they're working on, and I've been playing their game for a while, and it's just fairly, fairly amazing. So those are just the top three games I have in mind right now. Although there's a couple of more actually, like, you know, I could go on forever with projects, but it's great like that games are coming out. Ecosystems around games are also coming out, so it's just a great thing to be involved in, to be honest.
Absolutely, and thank you for sharing those three projects with us. I'm sure all of our listeners are gonna want to go check those out. They sound extremely cool. But on another note, so just like you said, we're at the very beginning of a new and emerging technology that is cryptocurrency and blockchain. What do you think is in the horizon over the course of the next 6 months to 1 year that is going to occur in the space?
What's on the horizon, I think, is more projects coming in. Oh, before I answer that, actually, there's another game that's really, really great. Just because you mentioned the word horizon, it's from Horizon Games. Skyweaver, that's a really good card collecting game. Sort of like similar to Hearthstone, but they're based off in Toronto, like really, really good developers and great game so far on their beta. So that's one thing. But what's over the horizon? I think for me, right now, people are realizing the value of content coming in. And so a lot of games are going to, you know, try to work on their own versions of like how a blockchain game should look like. There's more standardization happening in a way, because last year, and at least early on this year, it's more of like, I'll do it my way, and they'll do it their way, and so on and so forth. And it's kind of like becoming similar to like what, you know, like traditional gaming was a couple of years ago, or like maybe 10 years ago, or 6 or 15 years ago, where everyone is building out of their own game engine, for example. And so they have their own practices set in place for their own specific games. But now a lot of games are being built on Unity, right? And it's sort of like fast-tracked how game developers work, whether you're a big studio or you're a small studio. And I think that's also what's going to happen as well on the blockchain gaming side. As more tools come out and as more standards come out, most game developers who are entering the space would be building games that are somewhat similar to how others build their games. So there's just more emphasis on creativity and being able to create a game that works, being able to create a game that is a game that is playable. Because on the onset of blockchain and gaming in the very beginning, it's just mostly on the collectible side, right? But now we're seeing actual games.
Right.
Which
which is really important to see that transition. And I agree. I think that the more use case in being able to streamline and get people to be able to build on more quickly, because I think that's been one of the parts that's been slowing the industry so far, is that it takes so much time to just build the infrastructure to be able to build a playable game. I think you hit the hammer on the nail, man. Just, I think that's where we're headed as well. So thank you for dropping that as well. But more than anything, Chase, you've dropped so much just gaming knowledge on us today, especially in regards to the blockchain. But
anytime.
What is a final thought that you want to leave with all of our listeners today?
I think a final thought would be, if you haven't played a blockchain game just yet, go give it a try. It's good to be early. It's good to be in the cusp of something emerging and new, because by the time that it blows up into something more mainstream, you're already there. And I think that it's worth exploring in a way, because you know the economic models are very thought provoking. There is fun now when it comes to playing games. It's not just about speculation anymore. It's not just about buying and selling and trading anymore, although that's a big component still. But I think that people should really just give it a try and see if you're already into crypto. Or if you really understand how crypto works, give gaming a try, because it's going to completely change your paradigm in terms of like how you view assets in general and how you have fun interact with a game that is decentralized.
Absolutely. And thank you for sharing that. And I think it's important for people to give things a shot, especially dApps and just how they're coming and yes. where they're headed. So I'm always going to emphasize people to try new things. It's very important, especially if you're in the crypto and blockchain space, you're probably already in the innovative side. So instead of just hearing about it, to go put some action, some homework for you this week. Just like exactly. Chase just said, go try a decentralized blockchain game this week. And more than anything, Chase, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man. What are some different ways people can connect with you and learn more about Alto.io?
So you guys can check us out on our website, which is basically linked to everywhere where you can reach us. Our website is www.alto.io. All our Medium links, our Telegram channel, our Discord channel are all linked there. Or you can find me on Twitter, Chase Frio.
Perfect. Well, Chase, again, appreciate you being on the show today. Thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. And of course, for everyone that's listening, as always, stay cryptocurrent.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Cryptocurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Stay up to date with the latest news in cryptocurrency. You'll receive daily emails Monday through Friday that are personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. Are you an accredited investor looking to invest in cryptocurrency? Crescent City Capital can help. Go to crescentcitycapital.com for more information. If you're finding value in our content, please take 5 minutes to leave a 5-star review and a great comment. Also, please make sure to share this podcast with others. Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the quality of this podcast. I can only thank my amazing producer, Andrew DeRitter, with DeRitter Productions, who has put this together. If you have any podcast, visual, or video needs, please go to DeRitterProductions.com. That's DERITTER Productions.com.
This has been another episode of Cryptocurrent, bringing you one step closer to becoming a crypto and blockchain aficionado. We look forward to giving you the latest in crypto news and analyses next week. Stay cryptocurrent.
Please use available exits now.